Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting live, amen, on the Bread of Life. Amen. We're going to continue with our series. Amen. There we go. We're going to continue with our series called The Love of God, and we're going to talk about new mercies. All right. So we're going to talk about that. And I'm not sure Reverend Robin will be joining us in that. I don't think she will be, but we're going to continue on with it. And like I said, not exactly sure where we're going to end up, but I want to use the reference, scripture reference coming out of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22-25, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad that you're listening in. I hope that your day is going well, your Sunday is going well. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and do the announcements real quick, and then we're going to open up in prayer. Amen. I just want to remind you that Hispanic and Grace between Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday, amen, at 7 p.m. I'm missing some stuff. Okay. I'm declaring the finished work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. Friday night, George myself is at 7 p.m. It's the first, the second, and the fourth Sunday. Friday, rather, okay? We do have a new broadcast out on Friday. It's called Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. And it will be myself and Pastor Maggie Wilson will be with on us. We'll be hosting the show together. And that start on the 21st, of this month, of May. Amen. So we are excited about it. Let me make sure I get you the right date here. Okay. 1 second. Amen. So we're excited about the singles ministry. And we're excited about what God's going to do. Amen. Yep, the 21st. Okay. So we're excited about what God's going to do. We know it's going to be a blessing unto the body. And I've been talking with Reverend Maggie for a while now. And amen. So I'm really excited about what God's going to do. Okay. And don't forget, of course, the Bread of Life, which is today. We do every, the first and the third Sunday of the month. Okay. Bread of Life, that's with me. And on the second Sunday, we do the brother, that's the R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. With Ray Rose, Elton Green, Cleo Fussman, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell. That's every second Sunday. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, amen, we have Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika, Pastors Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson. That's every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay? All right. And, of course, the other broadcasts are as follows. We have Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan. That's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. In fact, she has a broadcast on this Monday that's coming up. It may be the first Monday in May at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElwain is every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. So don't forget about Reverend Gwen Dixon. She does a prayer called Midday Glory Prayer, amen. It starts at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number, amen. It's done. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732 1-800-799-4999. Again, we also want to welcome Pastor Maggie Wilson to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio family. Amen. We're excited about the things that God will be doing on the broadcast with Matters of the Heart. Amen. We're looking forward to talking to about all kinds of subjects. Everything is on the table, you know, and ministering, but also giving out information or help, so whatever needed, to those brothers and sisters out there that are single. Amen. So with that being said, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we come today first to thank you. Thank you for your many blessings, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for how you have brought us a mighty long way. God, we give this broadcast to you, God, and pray that it be a blessing to your people, that it prick the hearts of men and women, that someone will cry out, what must I do to be saved? That someone will say, what must I do to change my life around, God? We're praying for change of life to take place, God, and not only in the body of Christ, but for those that don't know you, those that are Muslims, those that have different religious backgrounds from God, and those that have and don't have, God. We're praying for outreach, Lord Jesus, into the world, Lord Jesus, into the different countries, God, and into those countries that even where the believers are being persecuted, God. We pray for outreach, Lord Jesus, in China, and those that would know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our Lord, and he's a Savior, that there is a bomb in Gilead. We pray for those in countries like Turkey and Russia, just to name a few, God, even here in the United States, God. We're praying for a great awakening of your people, of the world, to realize that you are soon to come back one day, and we'll forever give you all the praise and the glory. Amen and amen and amen. 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 Again, I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm really, really excited about this word that Reverend Robin and myself has been doing for a while now, on the love of God, you know, and just how much the God loves us. I believe that this is a word that we need to hear and be reminded of. Okay, so today we're going to talk about the new mercies. And I got a couple of scriptures that I wasn't really sure where I want to start, but let me start with what I got. Let me see if I can go back here. And with songs, in the book of Psalms. And the first one I got is Psalms 145. And we're going to start at verse 1. And then we're also going to do Psalm 89. And then we're going to get into Lamentations. Okay, but I want to set this up by reading these Psalms. It's just on a few. They talk about mercy, called mercies, okay? All right, Psalms 45:1, it says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee. I will praise thee, praise thy name forever and ever. So start off with a song of blessing and praise and worshiping God. It's a great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. In other words, there's no measure. There's no way that we can measure the greatness of God. It says, verse 4 says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty works. And if you know that has been going on for a while, that one generation after another generation, I know with my family, there's generation of believers that have declared the mighty works of God. My uncles and my granddads and my great granddads and my great grandmothers declared the mighty works of the acts of the Lord. Okay, and that's no doubt has happened in many of us lives with our family members, our aunt or somebody declared the works of the Lord and they planted a seed into us. Let me continue to read on. It says, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work, and men shall speak of the night of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. You know, there's something about that when God does something for us or bring us out of a situation or bring us through some trial and tribulation, we want to declare the greatness of God. You know, we want to lift up our voice like a trumpet and declare who God is. We want to declare, you know, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. We want to declare that we know him. You know, we don't take it and be hiding underneath the bush or nothing like that. We don't take it and put it to the side like nothing happened or treat it nonchalant. But we look at it and say, God, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Amen. Verse 7 said, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The scripture said, and shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. How can we forget, you know, where we come from? How can we forget what God has done in our life? When we think about the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us, we cannot help but give him honor and glory. When we look back over our life from every stepping stone, from every hill and every valley, it was truly nobody but God that brought us through. It was truly him that brought us into a time such as this, and we are grateful. Again, the writer says, they shall abundantly utter the memory of their goodness, and shall sing about righteousness. You know, I don't know about you, but every now and then I get a song in my spirit. I just want to sing of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I want to sing just how much and tell the world just what he did for me when I couldn't even think about living for myself. He said that you should live and not die. Many of us have that testimony as we look back over our lives, the things that should have taken us out, the things that should have destroyed us but didn't. Because of the mercies of God, we are still here. Because of the love of God, we are still here. Psalms 145:8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of a great mercy. He said, of great mercy. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Great mercy. So then sometimes other scripture talks about how he's long-suffering. You know, he's long-suffering. You know, he'll keep on pushing and sending messages and things our way and everything, trying to give us an opportunity if we have not been to repent and if we're not being obedient, to be obedient in the things of him. Great mercy. Great mercy. Great mercy. Okay? The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Verse 9, and we're going to go to another song. It says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over all his works. It says his tender mercies are over all his work. Great mercies, great mercies, great mercies. Great message. Yeah, so we are grateful to God for that, you know, that we know that what he's doing and what he will do and what he has done in our life, that he's constantly blessing us, as he constantly changing us, amen. And I want to go to Psalms 89 real quick. We're not going to take a lot of time with this, but I just want to read just a few of the verses, okay? If you don't, just bear with me. And it says that I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Yeah, we just been to talk about how great the mercies were. Now we're going to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. In other words, I'm not leaving anybody out. I'm going to write it down so that sons and daughters and great nieces and great nephews can read about the goodness of Jesus Christ, that they can read about what he has done. That's what the songwriter is saying here. So he said, for I have said, mercy should be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heaven. Let me read it again. For I have said, mercies shall be built up forever, and thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. In the very heavens. Say, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. All the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can compare unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Amen. Who can be likened unto the Lord? That God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in the reverence of all of them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about? God's mercies, y'all. God's mercy is like that to us and everything. God's mercies, new mercies, new mercies. We're going to get to the scripture, man. Amen. New mercies that we have with him, that he has brought us to such a time as this, you know. New mercies, the love of God, new mercies. Whew, new mercies. Now, go ahead. Let me go ahead and let's get started with Lamentation. Chapter 3, verses, I'm going to start at verses 25. But before I go through that, one of the reasons I'm writing Lamentations chapter 3 is because the writer go through a whole series of things that has gone on in his life. And he's gone, no doubt, it's just like if I had to analyze him, I would think that he's one that have gone through some depression, and he's one that have gone through some situation that he wanted to almost give up. And there has been some heartaches, and there's been some trials, and there's been some tribulation, there's been some storms of life that almost took him out and everything, but yet still, you know, he looking for answers in all the wrong places, and none of the answers are coming forth. He's praying, no doubt, I believe. And he's praying to God, but it seemed like none of his prayers being answered. It looked like that he's praying, and he doesn't see the angels coming forth to rescue him, and he doesn't understand that the angels might have to wrestle against the prince of Asia and everything. So the angel might be held up, but that doesn't mean that the angel is not coming. The angel is on his way. So he doesn't understand those things. And when it takes off from verse 20, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 20, and it says, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And then it said, verse 21 says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It's all of a sudden that he started having a brain fart, so to speak, and began to remember. He said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is the Lord's mercies. He began to think of it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. He said, wait a minute now, that all that I'm going through and all that I had to face, God has still helped me in the land of the living. I might have lost everything that I have. I might have lost a loved one. I might have lost a job, but I'm still in the land of the living. I'm not consumed. I might be pressed down, but I'm not consumed. I'm not taken out and everything. I still have breath. And if I still have breath, then there's a hope. There's a hope that I can believe in that would begin to deliver me. Okay. It says, it is verse 22 again, it is the Lord's mercy that we are consumed, not consumed, because his compassions fail not. It's 23 says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Faithfulness. He said, great is thy faithfulness. It is the Lord's mercies. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. Every morning I get up and I feel the new mercy that God has given you. Every morning that you wake up, there's a new mercy that God has given you. This is not about whether you know the Lord, but this is about all of us that have breath. There's a new mercy, an opportunity to get to know who God is, an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to get to walk with God in the cool of the garden, to have him begin to point out the allegories and the mystery of the gospel. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. I like that right there. He said, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. It's like his soul come to the knowledge of the truth. Man, that's what the Holy Spirit will do with us. It'll make you come to the knowledge of the truth. It'll bring all things back to remembrance, because we have a tendency to become spiritual spiritual amnesia and things like that. But he said that the Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. He said, I will hope in him. It goes back to verse 21 when the writer said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. That hope is not, maybe not in within himself. That hope is not in, in his family or the loved ones or the friends that he have that may be like a Job experience. No, that hope is in the Lord. That hope is in the Lord. Verse 25 says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. You know, the Lord is good to the good to him that wait for him, and to the soul that seeketh him. So what does that mean for me? That means that I have a desire to seek after the things of God. I have a desire to wait on the Lord, because great is thy faithfulness. Great is our mercies, new mercies every day. New mercies daily. So my task will come being, God, to allow me to hold on. Don't give up. Allow me to be strong. Allow you to be strong. Let to be our power. Allow us to be strong and to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord. To stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord, and see what he's doing, that he's working things out in our favor. And though it might seem like a winding river, and then it might seem like the river is rushing like crazy, and the wind is blowing it, and all those kind of stuff, but we have an advocate with the Father that we can say, peace be still, and immediately, just like that is done. You know that we have an advocate. We have someone that we can go to. We got some backup here that we know that we can depend on and say, peace be still. Okay? Because we know that it's the plans that he has for us. We know God's plans that he has for us. You know, God has specific plans written down in the book of life for us. He knows our ups and downs, our turnarounds. He knows everything that we will have to face. But yet we still got to go through the process. There's a process that we got to go through. We can't deny the process. One of the things that I've learned over the years, and just been a part of the tree, and even going through divorce and going through strokes and mini strokes and brain things and all kinds of depression and suicide. One of the things that I realized is that God got a plan, that all we have to do in a situation is to hold on to God's plan, because of the new mercy, because of the love that's operating, and God got a plan. You know, many years ago, I never thought that we because it's not about me, but we would be having a broadcast that has been going forth now for the last 8 years. There was many that probably thought that it was a fad, you know, or thought it was just something to do or whatever and everything. It had to be something within me. There still had to be something within you to keep on keeping on, even though the odds are against you, even though the enemy has come against you like a flood and everything. You got to keep on keeping on, because you got to understand that there is a banner has been raised, and a banner has been raised for you and for me. We got to keep moving forward and not give up. We got to keep moving forward and not give up. Amen. Amen. We got to keep moving forward and not forget. My computer just stopped. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's look at some more scriptures. Amen. Dealing with me. That was Lamentations. I want to read to you. This is coming out of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by our own mercies, not by our own thing, but by the mercies of God. I just got to tell you that God's mercies is new. So it's by the mercies of God that we can present ourselves a living sacrifice unto him, holy and acceptable. It's by the mercies of God. It's by knowing who God is. God is in our life, and God can. He said, and verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, and be ye not transformed by the renewing, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. that we might prove, y'all, what is the good and the acceptable will of God and the perfect will of God. It's there for us. We can do it. We can make it in His name. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we may not be doing it in our own self and our own flesh, but because of the Holy Spirit, I can do things I never thought I can do before. Because of the Holy Spirit, I can bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can preach in season and out of season. You know, I can go and pray a prayer of deliverance or a prayer of restoration for someone, and they be delivered. But it has nothing to do with me, but it's because of the Holy Spirit that's in me. It's not tied to me and my education and my degrees and all the different things that I may or may not have, but it is tied to the Holy Spirit. And it's because of the mercies of God that has brought us just so far to come to the place that we are now. It says, verse 3 says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." The measure of faith. If you and I are able to do a lot of those different things for the healing, it is because the measure of faith. It is because the mercies and the grace and mercy that He has given us so that we won't get the big head. That all glory belongs to Jesus Christ. All of it. All of it goes back to Christ. All of it goes back to Christ. I want to read this in Psalms 40, verses 11 and 13. Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't have a lot. I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to share with you just a brief, okay? It says Psalms 40, verses 11 to 13. It says, "Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils has come past me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up," y'all. Say, "I'm not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth. But be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me." You know, make haste. This is someone, again, that's like in Lamentations, in a destitute place and in a place of despair. But yes, still, God's mercy is new, is fresh, and everything. And because he prayed a prayer, humbly, God will come and see about it. The writer said that, "Withhold not thy tender mercies." You know, it's not just any kind of mercies here, but it's tender mercies. It's a kind of mercies and stuff that wrap their arms on the arms of the Lord around me or around you and encourage us and push us forward and speak the allegories in the midst. It's a kind of tender mercies that kisses us on the forehead and put a ring on our finger. It's the kind of tender mercies that does those things. That's the mercies. It's the kind of tender mercies that look us and brush us off and everything and begin to tell us that we are a child of the King, that we are joint heirs, and, you know, that we've been bought with the price. It's that kind of tender mercies that look at us and all our mess and all that we have done and begin to bring us back into right relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the kind of tender mercies that looks at a sinner, a drug dealer, a prostitute, you know, a person that lie or cheat or somebody that had done great sin compared to others as others would judge themselves, or someone that's in the life, lived the lifestyle of the homosexuality or they're gay or whatever. It's that kind of tender mercy that would take them and change them and mold them and make them to what God would have them to be. It's that kind of love that God has and stuff, because he's a God that hates sin, that therefore he must deliver that person from the sin, okay? He must deliver that person from the sin, from the weight, or that it so easily beset us. And when he does that, new mercies, y'all. It's because of the mercy, because then we become grateful. That's how far God has brought. We become grateful because God has brought us a mighty long way. We become grateful and thankful that there was nobody but God. We don't even want to share the glory. We want to get no credit about it. We realize right from the start, this ain't nobody but God. God did it, y'all. God did it. 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 Yes, he did. that kind of love, that kind of mercy that he offered unto us, that we might know him in the bosom of his holiness, and we might know him through the suffering that he went through and everything, that we might understand what it took for us to be saved, for us to receive the Holy Ghost, for us to be sanctified, what it took for us to be able to walk back in the garden again in the cool of the day, that we might know. We might know. We might know. God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. New mercies. New mercies. New mercies, fresh. A while back when I was reading the scripture, I thought about the mercies of God. Something being fresh. We think, well, I can't compare no biscuit, but you think of something being baked fresh in the morning. Every morning, there are stores that said that we bake everything fresh in the morning. In the morning, we everything that we do is fresh. We don't do leftovers. And can you imagine just one minute the freshness of the new mercies of God? It's new. It's fresh. It wasn't like it was yesterday. It's a whole new day. God's mercy is new every day. Every breath you take, you wake up to new mercies. You wake up to new mercies. Every breath you take, even when you take your last breath, it's new mercies, y'all. It's the mercies of God. You know, it's the mercies of him that love us unconditional. Unconditional love. We talked about this earlier, about that agape type love, that love that we can't really define in everything, but all we can say is godly love, that love that never changes, no matter what else is going on in our life, that kind of love that never, ever, ever, ever changed. It's the same it was 1,000 years ago. It's the same it was with Adam, and it's the same it is with Andy. That love that never fails, that don't change, you know, that's everlasting, that kind of love, man. That God has for us. The song, the scripture, everybody references a lot, the John 3:16, go out to love the world. That kind of love. That kind of love. We don't, there are times we can't love like that. We can't love the world like that. We have a hard time just loving our brothers and sisters. We have a hard time just even trying to love our spouse on a good day, on a bad day, let alone a good day and everything. But here's God said, I love you unconditionally. I love everything about you. I love you when you're up, and I love you when you're down. I love you when you make a mistake. I love you. There is nothing that can separate me from the love that I have for you. That's what God is saying. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing you can say that it will separate me. Can't no demons do it. No, can't no sickness do it. Coronavirus can't do it. Can't no government do it. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Not one thing. And that's what we have of an assurity, that even when we mess up, that we know that God loves us and he desires only the great and the wonderful things for us, that even when things are going crazy or going cray-cray, God is right there. God is right there. New mercies, y'all. New mercies that he have for you and for me. New, fresh. Hallelujah. Fresh mercies. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Fresh mercies that God has for you and what God has for me, you know, and everything, you know. Amen. I'm done. I don't have anything else to give you. But just remember that, you know, as we continue this series on the love of God and the different topics that we have talked about, Reverend Robin and myself, and I think she will be with you on next Friday and next couple of Fridays and everything like that. But I'll just remember these things, man. God is with you, and God before you. Who in the world can be against you? Who can be against you? Who can come against us and throw out the plan that God has? Who? You know, what weapon form against me for prosper? What kind of weapon, you know, what kind of weapon can prosper against me is God be for me? What's the worst that an enemy can do? It's like, what's the worst that someone can do but take my life? But even with that, they can't do it unless God said, okay. Even with that, they can't do it unless God said, it's okay. Okay. Isn't it amazing that we serve such a God like this, such a Savior like this? Isn't it amazing that we serve God like this? I don't know about you, but I love Jesus Christ, and I'm glad that he died for the sins of me and stuff like that. And yeah, you know, you probably enter me into God and Jesus, but we know already that things to, you know, there's a tree, there's three gods, triune God, the Trinity. Yes, for those that are listening, I believe in the Trinity. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that they are one. You know, they're one. They're three different, but they're the one. Okay, but you know, because Jesus said that in the beginning he was with. But the scripture says he was with the Word, was with God, and was God. So we know that to be true. But that's a different story for another day. Just story for another day. But we know who God is. We know who Jesus Christ is, our Lord. Yeah, we celebrate Jesus Christ every day. But because he is God in our life, we can celebrate. We can live. We can live more abundantly. We can rejoice knowing that our name is written in the book of life. We can rejoice now because of the new mercies that have been given to us because of the death of Christ. We can do those things now, you know, that we didn't could do before, you know. We can worship him in spirit and in truth now. Amen. I'm done. Yeah, I just want to thank you again for listening. Please share this, the Love of God series. This is one, the version of New Mercies. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good one. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the word. We pray that it has been what the people need to hear, God. Bless those that are coming in and going out, Lord Jesus. Remember them, God. Keep them safe from harm and dangers, Lord Jesus. Continue to love on them, Lord Jesus. We pray for healing and deliverance that needs to take place within the different houses. God, you know the private prayers that everyone else know about it. That's all for you and them, God. Keep us focused on you, God. Bring us back into right relationship with you. Allow us not to be weary and well-doing, but stay the course, God. We will forever give you all the praise and the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God bless y'all. We'll talk to you soon.